Let's set the scene for the pontificate of Benedict XV. It was 1914, and Europe was at war. Pius X had just died. When the cardinals gathered in conclave to elect a new pope, the man they chose to play that capital and unprecedented role which the war offered to the Holy See proved no fortuitous choice. He was an experienced diplomat. His name was Giacomo della Chiesa, and taking the name of Benedict XV, he was elected to the See of Peter on the 3rd of September 1914. And the war he fought so hard to stop finally ended 4 years into his pontificate at the 11th hour of the 11th day of November 1918. Pope Benedict XV rejoiced. His war pontificate was over. Since 1914, he'd written 3 encyclicals about peace.
If I had to remember one thing about him, it would be that he tried to stop the First World War, and he tried repeatedly and persistently to do it.
British historian Professor John Pollard is author of a book on Benedict XV.
He issued the famous peace note in August 1917, calling upon the powers to negotiate, and of course they all rejected it.
What is the famous peace note?
Well, it was a set of proposals. It was a peace plan for a negotiated peace without cessions of territory, without great reparations. It was basically an attempt to go back to the status quo. But above all, it was an attempt to stop the war.